1071 KTFS. You can join the conversation at 903-793-1071. 903-793-1071. Now, here's the voice of freedom, Jeff Aiken, on 1071 KTFS.
Coming up tomorrow, remember, it's Financial Friday. Financial Friday, where we talk about the finances of government, because after all, it is your money. Joining me in the studio this morning is a gentleman who's a friend of mine. Glad to say he's a friend of mine, and I don't know if he says I'm his friend, but at least he's my friend. So I always have to qualify those things, obviously. And he's joining us this morning to talk about really something that is the catalyst for good business, I believe, and that is the ability to get your message about your product to your customers and potential customers. His name is Jay Womack. He's the president and CEO of the Infinity Eye Selling Process. Good morning, sir. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Jeff.
Excellent. Thanks for having me. You know, this is a process that really, first of all, let's talk about sales itself. Why do you think so many people are afraid of the word sell? It seems like they are, doesn't it?
Rejection.
Yeah. Yeah, they will reject every time, and it's a sad thing. For them to do that, because they shouldn't have to be afraid of doing sales. They shouldn't have to be afraid of it, because sales is such a great thing. It's a way to really not only impact your business and impact your bottom line, but for the salesperson themselves, it's a great way for them to literally have no limit to their earning potential.
That is correct. One of the best jobs you could ever have is a professional salesperson, because you really do control your own income stream at that point. It's almost like if you have a sales job, it is you incorporated inside the company you work for, and that's the attitude good salespeople should have and carry with them every day to work. It's their company, their industry with inside the company.
But what stops people from doing it? Because I hear people talking about this. I've been doing this business for 32 years now. And I keep hearing the same thing, that people do not enjoy, they really don't look forward to going out and selling. The people that I've met in this business that enjoy selling are few and far between. Why is that? What is the hindrance to people enjoying this process?
I don't think most people know how to sell. It is a process, and most people don't go through the process. You hear it all the time. Oh, so-and-so, they're going to make a great salesperson. Why? Because they have a good personality. That doesn't have anything to do with it. I was thinking about somebody this morning that has the personality of a buzzsaw, and yet that person is probably one of the best salespeople I know, because he follows a process day in, day out. He goes in and he does the work, and that's the real key to it. You've got to follow a process. Once you have the basics down, I've had this conversation at least four times in the last 2 days. Go back to a sports analogy. We just got through listening to the sports report. Yeah, I think the new football coach coming in from Arkansas, this is a football. Vince Lombardi came back to, this is a football. Yeah. Too many salespeople get away from the process that got them to success in the first place. And sometimes you have to take a deep breath and go right back to the process.
When you take a look at the process, one, you have to convince people that it is a process. But don't you think sometimes that the fear of failure is also present? And can learning the process and understanding how to face it, can that overcome that fear?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there's a great book out there called The Psychology of Sales Call Reluctance. And years ago, when I first started out selling, I would get to the point, no matter how many calls I made, no matter how many people I talked to, no matter how much rejection, there gets to be a point where you just don't want to pick up the phone or go knock on anyone's door.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I couldn't get through 40 pages of that book, and I'd rather put the book down and start calling again. So the book works. It's called The Psychology of Sales Call Reluctance. Great book.
How do you deal with the rejection factor? Because I think that also is one. Again, and I'm talking about sales, but I'm also hoping that a candidate or candidates who may be looking at running in the upcoming elections will be listening to this also, because this to me is a key to the political process, is being able to literally go door to door and sell yourself and your ideas to the people that are before you, potential voters. How do you overcome the fear of rejection in all this? Because that's number one fear, I think, with anyone in any kind of situation.
You have to have the right message, and you have to believe in your product. If you don't have a product you believe in, if you don't have particularly a candidate for any type of an office, if they don't believe in themselves, but if they do, that empowers them to get past that. The other thing they have to do is have a very simple message that will catch someone's attention and want that person to leave with the answer, to leave with a question. What's next?
Yeah.
What do I do next? What, you know, you just got through saying this product will do X, Y, Z, or if I'm a car salesman, this car will do this for me. You know, I want to know what's more. What's the next level? And you got to be able to feed into that. And it's almost like Bucket Brigade, where you write one headline or you make one comment, and that leads to the next question, that leads to the next question. But the rejection, you have to believe so strongly in what you're selling or doing, and that just naturally overcomes it. The other thing you have to do in order to get over rejection is you really have to look at your end game. What am I trying to accomplish? What is my career trying to accomplish? What am I trying to do for the people that are out there that I'm trying to sell to or trying to convey my products to?
Sure.
One thing you have to look at, every time you deal with somebody, if you're a candidate, if you're out raising money for a nonprofit, if you're selling, it's all the same. If you're trying to recruit good employees to go to work for you, you've got to look at their forehead and imagine, what's in it for me? Mm. If I'm a candidate knocking on doors, that voter's going to open the door. That voter, you've just interrupted their day, you've interrupted their schedule. They want to know, what's in it for me? I open the door and I'm ready to get rid of you. What's in it for me?
And you have a very short period of time to do that, don't you?
Exactly.
Same thing in sales, though. I mean, you know, you're making these cold calls. A lot of folks make cold calls. You're interrupting someone's day. They've got a lot going on. Most people own their own business, or they're the only person in that business at the time. How do you approach someone like that when they don't want to see you to begin with?
Very short, simple. And you have to have a message that resonates. And here's what most people don't do. They need to go practice a message. They need to practice it, test it. And if they go out and make 100 phone calls and they talk to people and no one accepts their message, change your message. Mm. Change your list. This is an ongoing program. Everything you do has got to be analyzed every single day. At the end of the day, if you're a candidate, you knock on 100 doors. How many people actually accepted your message? How many people said, "Oh yeah, give me your card. I'll send you a donation. I'll put a sign in the yard, etc." You got to track that. Why do they do it? What message did you tell them that resonated? We get polling data all the time, and you've heard politically how candidates go, "Oh well, let's see. Let's test. Stick our finger in there and find out what happens."
That's right. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, what we'll do is you wouldn't mind, because you've been successful at this, right?
Right.
I mean, you're not sitting here because you're just a friend of mine. You've actually been successful at this,
correct,
right? Okay. So in our next segment, you'll go over the process with us, right?
Right.
And kind of give us some insight into how you are successful with this, how other people have been successful with this, and hopefully we can make some progress here, right?
Sarkana's News Authority, 1071 KTFS.
7:48, 12 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Joining me in studio this morning is Jay Womack. He's the president and CEO of the Infinity Selling Process. And you know, before the break, we were talking about how that we need to overcome certain things with sales, because sales works with everything. It works with your church. It's going to work with your business. It's going to work if you're a political candidate, if you're a grassroots organization. Everybody has to sell something. You have to either sell yourself, sell a message, sell a product. The process is the same, and the techniques are the same. And so Jay's been so kind to come in for a few moments this morning and talk about this. So, Jay, before we get any further, let's get into the process itself, because this is the part for me that's very exciting. You've been very successful at this for a period of time. You know what you're talking about. You've helped other people do very well with this as well. So let's talk about the Infinity process.
The Infinity selling process is very simple. And most things that are successful are simple. I didn't say it was easy, but I said it was simple. You have to have a list, number one. You have to have a list. Number two.
Well, first of all, where do you get the list from?
Well, that's a good question. We can go into hours on that. Yeah. So list development is critical. The easier the list to get, the worse it is.
But there are places to get lists, though.
Absolutely. You can go buy a list, but the easier to acquire a list, the worse list that is, the worse it is.
So you're going to invest
some money.
If I
go get a phone book. Yeah, if I go get a phone book, I mean, that's the easiest list you can find. If there are there still phone books, Jeff?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
So the harder the list is to put together. And what I mean by that, if you sell outside of the company, you go to trade shows and you do things like that, those lists are hard to come by. They're expensive. You have to go to the trade show. You have to meet people. You have to bring in their business cards. So you create a list. In our book, The Infinity Selling Process, we really talk about that. And if you want to go more about how to develop a list, go to womack.com, W-O-M-M-A-C-K, two M's, because we're not the lazy womacks. The second thing you have to have a presentation. And presentations vary. I think the best presentations start with questions. But, you know, here again, we've spent thousands of dollars on presentations where you have this great big show that you put on for somebody, or you walk in with a legal pad and you're going to ask questions, or it can just be a flip chart. Yeah, but you have to be prepared to give that presentation no matter where you go. So you have to have a presentation. So far, it's simple. List, presentation. Now is where it starts getting difficult. You have to give the presentation. See, a lot of people prepare. They prepare the list. They prepare the presentation. They re-prepare the list. They re-prepare the presentation. But they have to go out and give the presentation. And that's where most people drop the ball. And so we start tracking numbers. How many presentations you give? How many phone calls did you make? How many doors did you knock on? What did you actually do today? Do you know your product backwards and forwards? So the third thing is you have to give the presentation. And we'll talk about rejection here in a second.
Yeah. Do you need to adjust your presentation to the individual you're talking to?
I think you do. Yeah. I think you have to have the core basic presentation. But if you know you're talking to somebody that's looking for a truck, if you're a car salesman as opposed to a car, you know, you adjust the presentation. You talk about the product and what it will do for them. But for the most part, 80% of it's the exact same, but you do have to adjust it on the fly. The fourth thing that's critical to success that most salespeople, fundraisers, business owners, whatever you're doing, no follow-up.
Yeah.
Follow-up is the most critical aspect, and I'm going to simplify the whole process for everybody here in a second. And then the close is the fifth step. So there's five steps. You have to have a list. You have to have a presentation. You have to deliver it. You have to do the follow-up work, and follow-up is critical. And you have to have a reason for follow-up. That is really the most critical reason, most critical thing to do. We've had salespeople that just pick up the phone and call back and go, "Hey, Jeff, you said you're interested. And I've given you nothing."
Exactly.
To go on. "Hey, you want to buy some radio advertising? You said you might." You don't come back in with stats or how the success of your other advertisers are doing, et cetera. And then the last thing is the close. And if you do everything right, the close is a natural extension. You don't mind asking for the order. Yeah. You always have to ask.
Yeah.
But ask for the order.
Yeah. And it's easy. I think you're right. I think once you do the other steps, that last step is so easy to do. This is a natural almost, isn't it?
It is. It's a follow-up to it. So let me simplify this
for
everybody out there. I used to have an older gentleman that was a friend of mine, and he looked at me almost every time I saw him and said, "Boy, the best day's work you ever did is getting that girl to marry you." And it's true. So let's talk about everybody and their significant other.
Mm-hmm.
That is a sales process. You run into people that go, "I don't know how to sell." Yeah, they do. They see someone, it catches their attention. They want to take them out on a date. They want to start a relationship. There's their list. They've developed the list.
Sure.
Number two, they got to have a presentation. Generally, they go out, they brush their teeth, particularly if they're young kids. You know, they go comb their hair.
Take a shower.
Pulling way too much of that can spray. Just so they're presenting themselves.
Sure.
Then they have to go out and
make the presentation.
Make the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to do the follow-up. I literally, in order to get my wife to marry me, friend introduced. I said, "Oh, I really like her." Friend introduces. I had to spruce myself up. The follow-up, I had to ask her out at least 4 or 5 months before she would finally break down and go. And so now, 33 years later, we're still married.
So. That's a great example. It really is. All right, how can people get more information about you and about the process?
Go to womack.com, WOMMACK.com. And that's womack.com. URL is www.womack.com. Or they can just call my cell phone, 903-244-2192. Or call Gary Studi at our office at 792-3866.
And give him a hard time if you do, please. So Studi's a dear friend of mine. Before I let you go here, just briefly, you've got about a minute left here. Tell me why you got involved in this in the first place. Why did you get involved in sales?
In sales? I love sales. When I was in the fifth grade, we had a pancake selling contest. Mm-hmm. I went door to door, and I got on my bicycle, my old Schwinn that had the high handlebars that you could pop wheelies on, and I went door to door, and I sold more pancake tickets for Highland Park elementary school than anybody in the fifth grade. And it was fun. I got the reward. I mean, the gratification of winning the contest.
Yeah.
And I was hooked after that.
Yeah. I think that's something that's missing oftentimes in people's lives is what's the end game? What's your prize? What's at the end of the tunnel for you? And I think that if you have that vision before you, it makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Man, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. It's been very informative as always. And the website again is?
womack.com, WOMMACK.com.
Or you can call Gary Studi at 877-792-3866, extension 118, and you guys can hook them up, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. This is fun. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Tomorrow, Financial Friday, we'll talk about the finances of government because, after all, it is your money. Coming up next, we got Fox News for you, followed by the Glenn Beck Program.